The communications officer of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Mrs. Beauty Nate, has called on the media and other stakeholders to contribute more to the fight against corruption. She said a social accountability project to engage district assemblies and the media to commit them to transparency and accountability is being implemented. The project is to disseminate and play a watchdog role through critical reportage. Mrs. Natter made this known at a capacity building workshop in Accra for selected journalists on the role of the media in social accountability. Here's a report.
Social Accountability Project is a 14-month project which commenced in May 2014 and is expected to end in July 2015. It is being implemented by the Local Government Development Project, LOGODEP, with funding from USAID. The project seeks to strengthen the capacity of civil society and equip communities to monitor development projects and demand accountability. Mrs. Nate said the project intends to influence local government priorities and monitor implementation of annual plans. When fully implemented, the Social Accountability Project will institutionalize a platform at the local level to foster coordination between civil society and local government. Mrs. Nate said the project is being piloted in the Seshiri Oso and Bibiani districts of the Western Region. She debunked the notion that the Social Accountability Project is an attempt to create hostility between district assemblies and communities.
We believe that journalists play a key role, and journalists with reliable information are the key people that can make a better inroad, and that will also help in terms of relaying the information to stakeholders. So this project, we believe journalists have to be central, and that is why we are engaging journalists and also own this process, so that any information that we get from the field, we'll bring it to the journalists to do follow-up. But how can this information be taken out unless we have journalists who will serve as watchdogs, who will serve as platform of disseminating the issue so that other people can also hear and know the issue. It also helps the policy makers to also know what is going on in such places. But this engagement will allow them to have reliable information that they can also disseminate, where they will not have issues. People will even dispute the information, but it will be credible information that will help develop Ghana. Physical projects are going on. This is what development is being implemented. And this project is not seeking to sensationalize issues, but it's seeking to focus on development so that people are active actors. People can own processes so that people do not say that the project that is being implemented in my locality, I am not aware about it, I don't know anything about it. But we can all collaborate to ensure that Ghana becomes better than it is.
The Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, GACC, is a cross-sectorial group of public, private and civil society organizations aimed at building national efforts to confront the problem of corruption. Participants in the workshop pledged their support to help propagate the project and the issue of corruption nationwide.
That was Natra Soa and Aurelia Akande's report.